Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Chagigo Daf Chof Gimel in the Ois V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi in the middle of Alocha Beis, starting Daf Chof Beis Amud Beis, seven lines from the bottom of Amud Beis. Zok the Gemara. Tanya B'Yasi Minayin L'Revi B'Kodesh Shu Pasul. So we learned, we mentioned before, that there's different levels of Tumah. Chulin has only two levels, Rishon L'Tumah, Sheni L'Tumah, and then Truma has a third level, Shlishi L'Tumah, and B'Kodesh you have even Revi. What's the source that you have Revi B'Kodesh? So the Gemara V'Dinu, tell you Kavuchemer. Ma'i Mechusar Kippurim, Shein Apoysel B'Truma. How are you Apoysel B'Kodesh? Mechusar Kippurim is somebody who went to the mikvah, but yet still has to bring his karbonis. So until he doesn't bring his karbonis, he's not allowed to touch Kodesh. But Truma, he's allowed to eat. Once he went to the mikvah, he could eat Truma. So he's not, it doesn't affect the Truma, but he makes the Kodesh Pasul. Shlishi shu poisel b'truma. Shlishi that does poisel truma, meaning it's a psul in truma. Ainu diu shivsel b'kodesh. Won't it also affect kodesh? Arei lamadnu l'shlishi min akasu u'levi b'kavochemer. So the fact we have shlishi, we learn from the pasuk. The one's going to say in a moment what the pasuk is, and the revi we just don't kavochemer. Heisi av yichanon haria oichel aba machmas tful yoyim yochiach. If food touches a tful yoyim is someone who went to the mikvah, but he did not wait yet for the evening. So what is the din? Says the Gemara, "Tavchol gimel odalif." Arihu poisel b'trumo ve'inu poisel b'kodesh. Meaning, what it means is not poisel b'kodesh. It makes only shlishi b'kodesh, not revi b'kodesh. But according to your kavuchemer, whatever makes something in truma needs to be even worse by kodesh. So why don't we say it over there by tful yoyim? Continues the Gemara and says, "Ochadam shem b'yichanon." Just to explain what we said, that shlishi you learn from the pasuk. How do you learn shlishi from the pasuk? Asad Rabbi Yosef Keshitas Rabbi Akiva Rabbi. He goes like Rabbi Akiva as Rabbi. Kamar Rabbi Akiva Omar Tamon. The same Rabbi Akiva learned over there. Yitmo yitmo dvar Torah. Meaning the pasuk says yipol min hasheretz el toich kli cheres. You have a sheretz that falls in a kli cheres. So what happens to the kli? The kli becomes rishon l'tumah. All the food that's in it becomes sheni. Now, the Torah doesn't say tome, it says yitmo, meaning that food can make a shlishi, can transfer tumo to a third level tumo. Meaning, Rabbi Akiva holds the shlishi le tumo even by chulin. Not like we learned till now that shlishi is only by tumo. He holds the pasuk teaches that there's a third level degree of tumo even by chulin. That's what basically means over here, that we say shlishi is minatayro, because the Torah tells me there's a third level of tumo. Revi, we learn kavuchaymer. Says the Gemara, once you say that, Ravo b'shem Rabbi Yosi ben Chanino, let's say Rabbi Yosi tzorich la'adin kavuchemer. He doesn't need kavuchemer at all, because we just had a question of the kavuchemer. He's not relying on the kavuchemer. Kroi dosh Rabbi Yosi is all really based on a pasuk, because the pasuk says va'pasor sheyiga, he touches zeh sheni shenoga barishon. So the first nigia is touching the rishon. Bechol tome, the pasuk continues, it touches every tome zeh shlishi shenoga b'sheni. That's a third level tumo touching for that touch the second. Lo yochel, sof tome lo yochel. Meaning whoever touched that, which is revi, will not be eaten. So Rav Chaim asks, who said we're starting from Rishon? Maybe we're starting from Avatumo, which is a level above that. So this Rav Chaim is lav davka, this Rosh, really what we're tashining. It says, abosa sheiga b'chol tome. What's tome? According to Rabbi Akiva, tome means shlishi, because the Torah said that you could be shlishi b'tumo. So anything it touches b'chol tome, even shlishi, lo yochel, referring to revi. Says the Mu'ad Kedoyim Boichnu Shinit Mu'mavir Kli Cheres Shinit Mu'besheretz. That's all the pasuk is referring to, that you have food that got tome from the airspace of a Kli Cheres that got tome b'sheretz. Oichnu Atzlo Shinit Mu'besheretz B'nayin. How do you know food that touches the sheretz directly also has the next level of tumas? It's more v'dinu kavuchemer. Umayim Akelim Sheinu Mitami Mavir Kli Cheres Shinit Mu'besheretz. Kelim don't get tumo from a Kli. That's the rule in the Torah. Only food gets. But if a sheretz went into them, so they are mitame, they transfer tumo. That they do get tumo from a kli. So of course they transfer to other food. If kli cheretz, they're not so receptacle to tumo, can transfer the tumo. So kosher can the food, which is more receptacle to tumo, will transfer the tumo. Says the Gemara, "Kedoyin Rabbi Akiva." This is according to Rabbi Akiva. So you learn shlishi min ha-Torah, you learn revi min ha-Torah. Everything is learned from a pasuk. You don't need kavuchayim for this. Says the Gemara, "Rabbi Shmuel." What about Rabbi Shmuel? Because Rabbi Shmuel learns, as we learned till now, there's no shlishi by chulin. So how does he learn? So he learns a pasuk like this. The same pasuk we said before. What is that? Say rishon shenoga betome, meaning rishon shenoga beavatumo. He touches the sheretz. That's rishon. Lo yochel le'rabbi is the sheni. Don't eat it. That's sheni. So the Torah tells you, whatever touches the tome, you can't eat. Meaning you have sheni le'tumo, and that's it. You don't have any more levels of tumo mentioned in the pasuk. Says the Gemara, shlishi betrumo minayin. How do you know this shlishi betrumo? It's not mentioned in the pasuk. Says the Gemara, kavochemer umayim tvuyayim sheino poisel bechulin. Hurry up, poisel betrumo. A person went to the mikvah, but didn't wait for the evening. He can eat chulin. He just can't eat trumo. Sheino shu poisel bechulin. Sheino, which is a problem bechulin, and you didn't shiv so betrumo. So of course, will make another level in trumo. And as Rav Chaim points out, even though he said dayo lavur min yadin, why should it be more than chulin? If not, mifrach kal v'chomer, meaning I need to use the kal v'chomer for something. Kal v'chomer teaches you there's another level of tumo by trumo. Revi b'kodesh minayin. How do you know revi b'kodesh? So they want another kal v'chomer. Vedinu ma'im mechusar kipurim she'ainu poisel b'trumo. Mechusar kipurim, he has no problem to eat trumo. How you poisel b'kodesh? He makes kodesh possible, as we said before. Shlishi shu poisel b'trumo. The third degree tumo that we just learned for kal v'chomer, there's poisel trumo. Ainu dil chiyim sel b'kodesh. Of course, will make psul b'kodesh. So the Gemara summarizes, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Lamandu Rishon Lasheni Min HaKasuv. Rishon Lasheni, you learn from the Pasuk. V'la Shlishi Min HaDin, V'la Revi V'Kal V'Chomer. And you have the Shlishi, you have HaDin, which is the Kal V'Chomer, and Revi Kal V'Chomer. Says the Gemara, Danin Lo Din Min HaDin. Can we learn a Kal V'Chomer, which is based on a Kal V'Chomer? The Gemara understands, you can't base a whole Din of a Kal V'Chomer based on another Kal V'Chomer. Says the Gemara, no. She Akoil Mishubod LaHalocho. It's really halacha Moshe Mesinai sheyashlishi poisel b'tshuma v'yevi b'kodesh. That comes from halacha. Rabbanon came as a kavuchaymer to show how we can learn it on our own based on kavuchaymer. But really, at the source of it is halacha Moshe Mesinai. Continues the Gemara quoting the Mishnah u'b'tshuma im nitmes achas miyodov chaverta tehoiro. But tshuma, if one hand became tameh, does not affect the other hand. By kodesh, if one hand became tameh, it does affect the other hand. Says the Gemara letameh sakodesh divirebi. According to Rebbe, when one hand became tameh, sheni l'tumo, it makes the other hand also sheni l'tumo, meaning that it can cause tumo by kodesh. Tumo by kodesh means it's going to cause a tumo that transfers. It's going to cause shlishi, it will cause a revi. Basically, you know, he made lifsul by kodesh. All it causes is that it will make one level of tumo by kodesh, meaning it makes a revi, not a shlishi. Why? Because the second hand is a shlishi. So in other words, the machleika says, when one hand is tameh, what is the other hand? Is the other hand sheni l'tumo, or the other hand is shlishi l'tumo? Continues the one with base, my Rebbe, Rabbi Shua. Who Rebbe goes like Rabbi Shua? The Tanin Tamon, we learned there. So whatever is poisel etrumo makes the hands sheni. And one hand makes the other hand tome according to Rabbi Shua. So even though usually sheni ain't no isa sheni, second and tumo cannot make second and tumo, but according to Rabbi Shua, by hands or machmir, that sheni the tumo makes sheni the tumo. Says the Gemara, no. The Rabbi Shua Rabba mean the Rebbe. Rabbi Shua is greater than Rebbe. Madama Rebbe be Kodesh. Madama Rabbi Shua be Trumo. Rebbe says that only by Kodesh the one hand can make the other hand sheni. But according to Rabbi Shua, even by Trumo, one hand makes the other hand sheni. And the Primoi Shead say, Mele, Rabbanan are not arguing the Gabi Kodesh. They're only arguing Rabbi Shua, the Gabi Trumo. Kobi by Kodesh is no machlekes. So Kobi Rebbe goes according to everyone. Rabbi Shua Meloki Shama, even according to Rebbe, Lo Yishanu Ele Chaverto. Only one hand makes the other hand of the same person sheni. Ha'acheres loy. Another hand, somebody else, that does not become sheni l'tumo. Now, Rav Chaim says, what Yushalmi means, it doesn't become sheni, but it becomes shlishi. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, afilu acheres. Even a hand of someone else will become sheni l'tumo. Rav Yirmiyahu Rav Ami, Rabbi Yochanan afilu kikor. He says a bigger chiddush. Not only one hand makes another hand sheni, but the Rabbanu Ramachmi and Tumas Yadayim, if they touch a bread, the bread will also be shady, the same level what the hand is. Omer chazer b'Rabbi Yochanan Yadar. Rabbi Yochanan changes mind. The kikur doesn't become shady. Ma omar ko ad lo yachzer b'i. What came to mind before he changed his mind that caused him to change his mind? So it's more lo yomar elo letame chaverto. That's the Gersa Rav Chaim. Why al shem kol apoysel satrumo metames adayim lo yashnirs? We know that anything was poysel trumo, which means a sheni, makes yadayim sheni too. So we see Rabbanon made up this idea that Yadayim do stay in the same level of the tumor that they touched. So the same way we find it right over there, we say one hand makes the other hand sheni. Halatame kikor, but to make a bread is something else. Kol amomoy du sheni metame al shu sheni sheni or isa sheni. then we all agree Sheni doesn't do Sheni. Meaning, this concept that Sheni retains the level of Sheni is only said regarding Yadayim. The Yadayim that touch Sheni stay Sheni. But if it's something else that touch Sheni to stay Sheni, we don't find that. So when Yadayim touch a Kikar, the Kikar becomes Shlishi, not Sheni. With this we conclude, Yushami Chagigo, Daf Chof Gimel.